Man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to charges resulting from a Canton shooting. 41-year-old Deion Davis pleaded guilty Thursday and was sentenced Monday to 34 years in prison by Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoni. Davis admitted to charges including felonious assault, weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. The February incident stemmed from an argument outside Hall of Fame Fuel Mart on Sherrick Road Southeast. Prosecutors say Davis fired into a vehicle occupied by a man, his girlfriend, and a 7-year-old child. He then fled the scene and struck another vehicle before being taken into custody. A 6 to 9 year sentence for a Canton man who pleaded guilty to attempted murder and felonious assault. 30-year-old Devontae Pritchard was arrested in April. Police say the October 30th incident in the 700 block of High Avenue Southwest involved 63-year-old Craig Benson of Canton being repeatedly struck, kicked, and robbed while a gun was displayed. Benson was knocked unconscious during the attack, which was caught on video. Canton man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty in a child sex-related case. 44-year-old Douglas Tanner was sentenced Monday by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 1 year behind bars on an amended count of pandering obscenity involving a minor. The original indictment stemmed from allegations Tanner promoted or advertised obscene material from November 2023 to last July. The case originally included multiple felony counts, but most were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. Massillon man accused of trying to abduct a woman now facing multiple felony charges. 33-year-old Dominic Harris was arrested Tuesday and is scheduled for arraignment Thursday in Massillon Municipal Court. Police say Harris attempted to force a woman into his car Sunday, but bystanders helped her escape. Officers who tried to arrest him Tuesday say Harris drove at high speeds through red lights with a child in the vehicle. He was picked up later and is charged with attempted abduction, aggravated possession of drugs, failure to comply, obstructing official business, and child endangering. A mosquito sample collected in northeast Canton tested positive for West Nile virus. Canton Public Health says the sample was found during its annual mosquito surveillance program near Lesh and Richmond Avenues northeast. No human cases have been reported in the city. Officials say recent warm temperatures and frequent storms have increased mosquito breeding activity. City plans mosquito spraying from 9 until midnight through June 25th. Residents are urged to use insect repellent, avoid standing water around their homes, repair window screens, and limit outdoor activity during peak mosquito hours. Fatal ATV accident in Pike Township remains under investigation. Starr County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 6100 block of Cleveland Avenue Southeast around 3:30 Sunday afternoon for a report of a seriously injured rider. Man identified as 66-year-old David Jones of the township was pronounced dead at Mercy Hospital. Investigators say he either fell from the vehicle or crashed it on private property. Washington Township trustees Monday approved a motion ordering cleanup at a property on Mount View Avenue for animal and property violations and reviewing a possible grass violation that could lead to mowing at another Winston Street property. The fire department reported 30 runs in June and trustees approved more than $1,100 for equipment and a station door replacement. The road department said early summer mowing is complete with paving work expected to begin soon. Hundreds of residents packed a Shalersville Township meeting Tuesday night to voice concerns about proposed data center. The project planned by Singapore-based Bitdeer would be built near Route 44. WFMJ-TV reports residents raised questions about noise, water use, and environmental impacts. Township officials say a moratorium remains in place through November, but they might have limited ability to block the project. Former Portage County Corrections Officer Austin Wilson has been sentenced to 30 days in jail for sharing intimate photos of a woman online without her consent. The 29-year-old Lake Milton man also received a term of probation after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of telecommunications harassment. Investigators say Wilson threatened to release private images unless the woman provided additional explicit photos. A felony charge involving the non-consensual distribution of sexual images was reduced. The National Weather Service says Columbiana County took a direct hit from multiple tornadoes Sunday. Officials say an EF1 tornado just south of Salem produced winds of up to 110 miles per hour and traveled more than 10 miles to Middleton Township, toppling trees, downing power lines, and damaging property along several roads. An EF0 tornado was confirmed near Negley and headed east for 3/4 mile to Canelton in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. The system produced 6 confirmed tornadoes across the region, including in Jefferson, Butler, and Beaver counties. No injuries were reported.